Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice. We are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Why are you glad in it? Because our Father made this day, and he has prepared everything we need for this day. Ah, yes. Oh, woo, glory to God. We give honor to God. Yes, we do. Who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. In him we move and have our being. Amen. Almighty God. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. We thank God for this day. Oh, I almost forgot. Mm-hmm. Hey, God is good. God is good. God is good. God is so good. We thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace and his love, his kindness, his peace, and his joy. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Glory be to God. God is so good. He loves us. He cares. He's concerned about us. Oh, yes, he is. Can you say that? He loves me. He cares. And he is concerned. Oh, who could ask for better than to be a child and know that you're a child of the Almighty God? Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. To know that you are a child of the Almighty God. What a blessing. What a blessing. And you know, it has taken some so long to grasp that, but you have a nevertheless. Nevertheless, I got it. I know. I know in whom I believe. I know in whom I belong. Yes, I know. Isn't that a blessing? Oh, we got something to shout about. Yes, indeed. We have something to be grateful about, without a doubt. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful thing. It's a blessing to know that you are a child of God, and then that he protects you, he guides you, he leads you. He hears you when you call out to him. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we just say, amen, thank you, Jesus. He hears us. He sees our tears. He knows exactly where we are at any given moment. Oh, yes, he does. He knows. Can you believe that? Can you just say, thank you, Jesus? You know where I am at any. I'm not lost to you. I'm not lost to you. You know where I am. You know what's going on before it even take place. My Lord and my God, I tell you, it's such a blessing. It's a blessing. Glory to God. It is a blessing to know that you are truly loved. And think about this and never forget, he sent his son when man was fallen to pay the ultimate price to bring you back into right relationship with him. Hallelujah. We sang the song, he had me on his mind, but do we really, really understand that before the foundation of the world, he had it? A plan in place to bring us back into right relationship with him when we fail. Can you say amen to that? Ah, glory to God. I just love the Lord today. Hallelujah. Yes, I just love the Lord today because he heard my cry. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So we're blessed. We are blessed to be in his presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just, I'm telling you, when you realize that and then you know that he has a plan for you, you know the thoughts that he thinks towards you. Oh, glory. You're talking about the Almighty. Yes. Nothing is hidden. You can't even attempt to hide. As Adam and Eve couldn't do it. No. Ooh. We could just lay back in the confidence that God loves us. He cares. And he know the plans that he have for our life. Glory be to God. Thank the Lord. And we truly honor our Father. Hallelujah. Because this is truly the day that he has made. And we will rejoice. And we will be glad in it. Good morning, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. After we do the first set of scriptures, then we'll ask you to come and pray for the nation. Thank you for your faithfulness. God bless you, Elder Peterson. Our Psalms, we're going to read Psalms 24. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Psalms 24 this morning. And I suspect we'll be doing that for a few moments. Morning. Hallelujah. Until the Lord give us something different. Until the Lord gives us something different. Psalms 24, bless the Lord. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who can ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his voice unto vanity, not sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing of the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before your people. Almighty God, hallelujah. We thank you. But more importantly, we thank you for giving us the strength and determination to obey you, Almighty God. For this is the day that you have made, and we ask that you lead and guide and comfort and direct us in the mighty name of Yeshua. Lead us. Let your voice be the voice that we hear and obey. Thank you for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to obey you, Almighty God. We thank you for ordering our steps. We thank you for your direction and instruction. We thank you that we know your voice and another we will not follow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. It's only by your love and your mercy that we can do these things. We are wholly depending on you. We thank you for our families. We thank you for the provisions that you have made for us for this day. We give you glory. We thank you for healing our bodies. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for making every crooked way straight. We thank you for this new year. We thank you for forgiving us for our sins that we have committed against thee, and that we not sin and do the same things again. We thank you for strengthening, hallelujah, our faith. We thank you, God. We thank you, Almighty God. We glorify you in the matchless name of Yeshua. We give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you that you hear us when we pray, that you hear your people when we pray. Hallelujah. Your children. We thank you that you cover us. We thank you that you are a shield of defense. We thank you how you bless and protect our children and great-grandchildren and grandchildren. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for how you're taking care of the seniors and those who are not able to do anything for themselves. We thank you. And we thank you that you use us to do your world, your will. Hallelujah. We thank you for the provisions you provide so that we can share. God, we give you glory. And all those that are suffering from the storm, God, we ask that you encourage them. We ask that you make the provisions and give them comfort and reassurance. In the matchless name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going into our scripture, our Genesis scripture. Good morning. You're working hard. God bless you. Hallelujah. Love you. Genesis scriptures, I call them our foundational scriptures. The first mention when it comes to Genesis, the first chapter, just love it. Just love it. Just love it. And maybe this year we'll be able to really study it from a Hebraic perspective in which it was written and understood originally. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the Lord says so. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Same chapter, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the likeness, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Second chapter, same book, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. And Second Chronicles 7:13. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. Elder Peterson, would you lead us in prayer?
Hallelujah, God. We just thank you. We bless you and we honor you this morning. Thank you for yet another day, another opportunity to come boldly before your throne, knowing that you hear us when we pray, knowing that all things work together for the good of them that love you, Lord, to them who are called according to your purpose. Knowing, God, that we have to redeem the time, do the thing that you have told us to do now while it is day, because night is coming. So we thank you for this opportunity, this privilege, God, that you have given unto us, God, to bring nations before you. Knowing, God, that we need you in every way, oh God. Nothing that you can't do, God, according to your will. Nothing is too hard for you, God. So we present it all to you, Lord God. You know all that's going on and you see it all, God. But God, we come, God, asking you to move, God. Move, God, in the midst of nations. Move, God, because you know the things that are happening, the things that are going on, oh God. You see the floods, oh God. You see the hurricanes, oh God. You see the tornadoes that's happening, oh God. And all these things are happening for a reason, Lord God. Cause the people and nations to wake up, oh God. Cause them to seek your face, God, to cry unto you, to humble themselves, oh God, to pray, to turn. God, it's time to turn, oh my God, as never before. It's time to seek you, oh God. It's time, God, to call on your name, to stretch out before you, Jesus, to come before your throne, oh God. God, your leaders, hallelujah, God, must do, God, what you have said for them to do, oh God. It's not about money, God. It's about souls, God. It's about doing what thus says the Lord, God. Oh God, we need you in every place, every city, every state, oh God, every nation, God, every part, God. The children need you, God. We got so much hungry, God. We got those, God, that are on the streets, oh God. The system has money, God. The government has the money, God, that they can do, God, to help the people, God. But they rather consume it upon their own lust, God. They rather just take it, God, and use it on themselves, oh God, instead of dispersing it, God, amongst the people and doing what's necessary, God, in the nations, God. Oh God, we got leaders, God, hallelujah, who won't even adhere, God, to what the people need. But God, we know, God, that you can supply the needs, God. So we, God, we ask you to move, move in hearts, oh God, break hearts as never before. Let your word be like a hammer and come down, oh God, break them in pieces, God, everything that needs to be broken in pieces. So God, we thank you and we bless you and we honor you for doing it. We glorify and magnify your most holy name, for you alone are worthy to be praised. Have thine own way, oh God. Pour down strongholds, oh God. Deal with minds, hallelujah. Deal with hearts, oh God, that people will know that you are God, and besides you there is none other. oh God, that they need you each and every day. We need you in the nations, oh God. So many hidden agendas, God, oh my God. So many things that are hidden, God, that people are doing, God, from the leadership on down, God. Oh my God. So God, we ask you to counteract it, oh God, to step in, Jesus, and bring it down, oh God. Oh God, you even spoke to the elements, oh God. So God, we speak it, God, and we believe that it's done now, God. We bless you for doing it, and we glorify you in advance. So God, thank you. Have that own way. Tear down strongholds, oh God. Help the weak to say they're strong. Build up where building up is needed, oh God. If anything needs to be torn down in the nations, God, cause it to be torn down. There's nothing new under the sun. So God, we bring it before you, God, to move, God, as never before, God. Show yourself strong. You being put on a pedestal, God. Oh my God, the enemy, God, hallelujah, God, has no right. God. Oh God, you have set things in motion. You have set, you the one who made the heaven and the earth, oh God. You brought things into existence, and you brought them into existence for a reason, for a purpose in your plan, oh God. So God, we thank you, God. The sun, the moon, the stars all stay in place, oh my God. So cause God those to line up, God. Line up with your word, God. God, we got so much to disease, so much going on in the system, God. So many things are happening. So we bring it before you, oh God. It's coming from city to city, state to state, entering nation to nation. But God, we counteract it with your word. But we know, God, you are the healer, God. Hallelujah, the balm in Gilead, oh God. Oh God, you're the great physician, God. There's nothing that you can't do, God. You heal leprosy, God. So God, you can heal anything that comes about now. So God, we thank you for doing it. Oh God, traps have been set. So God, we thank you for those that have set the traps, oh God, that they will fall into the trap themselves, oh God. Oh God, that they will open up their eyes and see you, Jesus. God, we thank you and we bless you. We honor and we glorify you, oh God. Make way of escape, God. For you are the way, the truth, and the light. Besides you, there is no another. Man must come to you. The nations must repent, oh God. Repent of sin, God. Repent of what they have done, God. Repent, God, hallelujah, and ask you for forgiveness and turn, God. Turn from wickedness, oh God. Change, Jesus. Oh my God, let the word change them, oh God. There are so many nuggets in your word, so many pearls in your word. So God, we thank you for the nuggets, the pearls and the gems, oh God. Oh God, and let it be clarified, oh God. You said ask for wisdom and you give it liberally, God. Cause wisdom, God, to rise up, oh God. Oh my God. Oh my God, that man may know, God, that you are real. You are alive, God. You are the living Savior, God. We thank you for doing it now, God. These nations and this nation needs you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Allowing so much debauchery. Allowing so much in this world, in this system, God. Making laws to accommodate. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Making laws that accommodate sin. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Tear it down. We thank you, God, for leaders in God. Oh, my God, that will stand for holiness. Oh, my God, stand for righteousness, God. Oh, my God, that won't back down or will stand regardless, oh, God. Fighting a good fight of faith, God. Being leaders, God, after your own heart, God. Seeking you for advice, God, on how to move in the nation, God. What to do for the people, God. Seeking to please you in everything, God. We thank you, God, for setting those in place. Father. Those, God, that are lining up with your word right now. God, thank you that you're tearing down right now, God. Building up that needs to be built up, oh God. You're removing all that needs to be removed now, God. We thank you for doing it, Lord God. You alone are worthy, God. And we thank you for the manifestation of it. God, we can decree and declare it to be so, God, because your word says, God, and we decree and declare a thing, it shall be established. So we thank you, God, for what you're establishing now, God, how you're moving, God, what you're doing, how you're doing it for those whom you are using, God, and camp angels round about them, oh God, that they may go forth and do the work, do your will, oh God, oh my God, concerning the nations, God, oh my God, we got so many that are hungry, so many families out on the street, God, and the money is in place, God, oh my God, that no one should have to suffer in such a manner, God, oh God, open the eyes to see you, and those that can help, God, prick their hearts to help, to go forward, oh God, God, we food supply, God. This is supposed to be a nation of plenty, God. Oh, my God. And food supply, God, is limited, Jesus. Oh, my God. Help us, Lord, God, to go forward, God, to seek you, God, to repent, God, oh, my God, of our wrongness, God. Even if we rolled our eyes in the wrong way, said something the wrong way, oh, pouted, God, oh, God, we give you the glory in advance. Thank you that you forgive us, God. We bless you in advance, God. You have your way in the midst, oh, God. Use whom you want to use. Use them how you want to use them. But, God, whatever be torn down, let them be torn down, God, that you may put those in place that will build, God, according to your word. So, God, we thank you, God. Let your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth that it is in heaven, God. Using earth and vessels, God. You use earth and vessels, God. So we thank you, God. And we thank you for being earth and vessels in your kingdom. Hallelujah, God. Giving you the glory. Oh, God, you be glorified and you be magnified. You be lifted up. It's about you, God. Oh, God, even in the White House, God, there are those, God, who are plotting, God, oh, my God, against the people, oh, my God. But, God, you have already counteracted the plot, God. Oh, God, oh, my God. Oh, God, they don't even know, God, that what they are saying and doing could hit their own household, oh, God. Oh, my God, and cause destruction, God, in their own home. But God, however you do it, Jesus, we don't know, God. But God, all we ask is that you move, that you be lifted up, that you be glorified, God, that things turn around in nations, in this nation, God, that they will see you, God, see you as the light of the world, God, see you, God, as the King of Kings, see you as the Lord of Lords. Know that you are the one, God, the only true and living God. Besides you, there is none other. And no matter what they do, you are in control. They think they're in control, but you're the one in control, God. And what you have set in motion, it must come to pass. So, God, we thank you that you're dealing with hearts, God. You're bringing down all that needs to be brought down. God, thank you. We bless you for it. We honor you for it. We glorify you for it. We magnify you for it. You alone are worthy, God. We want you to be lifted up, God, in every area of the nation, God, in every place, God. God, there's so much secretness going on. Secrets of fire. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. People have to go underground, God. Oh, my God. Just to speak your name and to read your word. But God, help them do it, Jesus. The missionary, God, being tormented, God. Oh, God, but we ask you to move on their behalf, God. Those, God, who are true worshipers, God, who are speaking your word and people don't want to hear, God. Oh, God, strengthen them, God, that they'll keep speaking your word, God, that they won't back down, oh, God. Oh, my God, we need you, God. Help, Jesus. Send help from the sanctuary, God. We need you, Lord God. Oh, my God. Your measure is right because the way you measure, God, would be the right length, oh, God. So, God, thank you, God. Oh, God, lead us. People, God, who are sitting in top places, God, don't even know you, God. But, God, we ask you to turn your hearts towards you, God. You said that you'd be drawn. So, God, we thank you that you are drawing. As you continue to draw them, you're drawing your people all the more. Cause your people to open their mouths, oh, God. Oh, God, not to be fearful, God. For you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power and love of sound mind to speak against the things that are going on, oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Help, God.
Help,
God. We need you, Lord God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Bless you, oh God. Have your way, God.
Yes,
do
Lord.
What you do, God. Oh my
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. You do what you do, God.
Yes,
you have
Lord.
Free reign and free course. You are
yes,
in control, God.
Yes,
do it
Lord.
Like you want to do it, God. And we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for it.
Thank
we
you,
bless
Lord.
You for it, Lord.
Oh
my God.
Hallelujah.
So much things on a rampant, God.
Yes,
we know
Lord.
Your word tells us, God, about seeing worse and worse and worse. But God, you
yes,
told
Lord.
Us to pray. That mean us
yes,
to always to pray and not to faint. Oh my God. To cry out unto you, God. Oh God, we if we have to lay prostrate out before you, oh God. Come to your very throne, God. Come boldly and share with you, oh God. Let you know what's on our hearts, oh God. Tell you all about it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Strength, God. Strengthen your people, God. Strengthen us. We need you to continue on this task, God. To continue doing what you have us to do, oh God. Oh God, oh God. Thank you for the stretching and the pushing, God. Thank you for the press, oh my God. Thank you for your keeping power. Thank you for your love for the whole world, God. Oh God, even those, God, who don't line up with your word, you love them just the same.
Yes, Lord.
But God,
thank
you. Open ears to hear and hearts to receive, God.
Yes,
let your word, your voice be loud and clear, God. That man will hear you, God, through the
Lord.
Elements, God, even through the grass, the trees,
Almighty
oh, God, the birds, oh, God, the ant, oh, God, just let your
thank
voice
you.
Go forward, your voice be heard, God. You
yes,
have given
God.
These different things, God. Oh, my God. Oh,
thank
my God.
Lord.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There must be a lining up, God. Oh, my God, with
thank
your
you,
word,
Lord.
God. Because
thank
your
you,
word works all
yes,
of the time, God. Thank you, God.
Thank
hallelujah
you.
For your wonder work and power. We
yes,
thank you
God.
For the Holy Ghost,
thank
oh, God.
Thank
you, God,
you,
for the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you
thank
that you're
you.
Moving, God. You're doing what
thank
you do,
you,
God. Your word, God, has already
thank
been
you.
Spoken. You have already spoken,
thank
oh
you.
My God, and it
God.
Must come to pass. So God, we
thank
seek
you
in everything, and we thank you for what you're doing,
thank
God,
you.
On behalf
yes,
of the, your people. Thank you for how
thank
you're
you.
Moving, God. Bless the people everywhere in all nations. You know, those
yes,
who have
you.
Been place, oh God. Let them find their homes, okay, God. Let
thank
them be
you,
able
Lord.
To rebuild the ones who need to rebuild,
thank
oh God.
You,
let's keep families together, marriages together.
Yes,
oh God,
thank
the children
you,
need to go. So much going
thank
on with
you.
Our children, Jesus. Oh God, help them, Lord God.
Thank
oh, move in homes, oh God. We thank,
thank
you.
You.
We bless
thank
you,
Lord.
Oh God. Oh God, this COVID and
thank
these variants
you.
And these different diseases. Jesus, God. We bring them before you. Oh, God, you, God, know how to wipe them away, God.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Know, God, hallelujah, how to give the ask, God. You
yes,
know,
Lord.
God, speak to the scientists that do have
yes,
in place, oh, God. Give
you,
them the answer, or the antidote, God, of
thank
what's
you,
needed,
Lord.
God, that they may bring it forth, that those will
thank
hear
you,
them
Lord.
When they speak. They will know it's your voice, God, giving
yes,
the
Lord.
Answer. Oh, my God.
Thank
oh,
you, God.
My God. And they will take heed, oh, God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
To the
hallelujah.
Wisdom that's given. So, God, we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for what you continue
yes,
to
Lord.
Do. How you continue to move. Have your way
thank
in the
you,
nation,
Lord.
God.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Nations. Jesus, pull down, God. Strength
yes, God.
And build up, lift up, oh, God. We
amen.
Glorify you, we magnify you, and we honor you, Lord God, and thank you for
yes,
hearing
God.
Your servant. Thank you, God, for
thank
answering,
you.
God.
Thank
yes, you, God,
Lord.
For the pleas, the cries, the woes, the wounds,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Even the wounds, oh, God, oh, my God.
Amen.
Oh, God,
thank
help
you.
Us. We thank you, God.
Thank
we bless
Lord.
You in advance. We honor and we magnify
thank
your name. But
you're
yes, worthy,
Lord.
You're worthy, you're worthy. There's not
yes,
like you,
Lord.
Nor can equate
hallelujah.
With you, oh, God.
My
hallelujah.
God.
We bless
hallelujah.
You. We you be lifted up in every nation, God.
Yes,
you be glorified, God. Let the
thank
people,
you,
God, call on you, Jesus.
Thank
seek
you,
your son. Cry to you.
Thank
oh, my
you,
God. God. We thank you and we bless
thank
you. We honor you, God. We glorify and magnify your most holy name. And we say to God, be the
Jesus.
Glory. Thank you, Lord God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Thank you,
amen.
Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. In the name of Almighty God, we give you praise. We bless your wonderful name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. All afresh, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. We thank Sister Elder Peterson for leading us in prayer. We thank for the sincere prayer, and we thank you that God has heard the prayer, and we have the confidence that he heard the prayer. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. He said, when you pray, you have to, the master said, when you pray, you believe that you receive. Ah. So we can truly say hallelujah. Hey, God, hallelujah. We thank you. We look with great expectation for the manifestation of the answer. Hallelujah. 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 God is so good. God knows what we are to pray. And when we are led by the Holy Ghost, our mouth open and the words come out. That's pleasing
thank
to our Father. Amen. So we thank Elder for leading us in prayer for the nation. Amen. And for the nation. Amen. And there were words that would need to be said. And we thank God. We thank God for using her this morning. Hallelujah. And we thank him for the manifestation. Thanks for the sincerity of the prayer. And the sincere heart. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. And you have a very blessed day and walking confident that God loves you. And we thank him for replenish everything that was poured out. Hallelujah. That you experience the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We thank the Lord. We want to read Jeremiah 28, and we kind of do it just a little different. Jeremiah 28 and 11, we're going to read first. And it's a very familiar scripture, but let's think about it. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Hallelujah. Now, we realize that the children here in Judah, they had been under the Egyptian, and then they're going under the Babylonian. And God here says, I know the thoughts that I have toward you. They were going to have to endure captivity. They were going to have to go into another country. But God says, I know the thoughts that I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
God says, yes, you are going to go into captivity. Yes, you've been under Egypt. But I am still thinking, and I still have plans and good plans for you. You will endure the slavery. You'll endure the captivity, and I will bring you back to this land after the appointed time. I said 70 years, and you're going to be in Babylon for 70 years, but I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you. And you said, well, Lord, yes, he told them to get, when they go into Babylon, get married and even pray for the city that they go in.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am in captivity. You're telling me you know the thoughts that I have toward you, have the thoughts that you have toward me, and the people that have going to hold me captive. When I go into this city that I know nothing about in their cultures and all of this, you tell me to pray for them. I know the thoughts. So you can rest in the confidence that God is in control and be obedient to what he tells you to do. So sometimes we think, oh, yeah, God know where I am. God going to do this. God going to do that. But God has a time. There's things that you must learn. He's just not out there throwing money up in the air and throwing your wishes and somebody else's wishes and this person's wishes and that person's desires all up in the air. Hey, you don't have to be disciplined. You don't have to be corrected. Just call me. And because I know the thoughts that I have for you, I'll open this door. I'll open that door. No, God is not going to allow us to be. He will take us to a point we don't change. He correct those whom he loves. But he know the thoughts that he have for you. Hey. We're in the kingdom of God, and the kingdom have rules. And Israel here broke every rule there was, they broke it. And they had lying prophets telling them that they were going to be all right. We're going to bring them back. And they weren't going to be down there that long. And they even imprisoned Jeremiah for telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing. We have to stand when we have a God said. It will not necessarily bring you joy and wealth when you have to stand boldly and declare what thus says the living God. When you have to tell people in love that their sin you committed, God see what you're doing. You need to go and repent. And we tell people, oh, don't worry about it. God understand the devil is a liar. Because after all, God knows this, and after all, God knows that. Yeah, God knows you sinning, and you won't stop. Because there are people who think, because they're, nobody knows, they think what they're doing, that they're good. It's not what you do, it's how you do. But you can't break God's rules and think that nothing is, there's no accountability. There's accountability. Doesn't mean that God hates you, but he will correct you. He will. And with them, when you read the story of what Judah went through, when they went into captivity, we read and we just skim over things and don't see that these were real people with flesh and blood. And the king saw. The last thing he saw with his eyes before they took his eyes out was his son's murder being killed in his face. But God says, I know the thoughts that I have for you. And even while you're going through this, I want you to mature. I want you to recognize what brought you to this place. Why are you here? What could you have done different? Why are you here? I know the thoughts that I have for you. But do you know why you were here? Do you know how many times I pleaded with you? I beg, I sent my prophets to you, declaring to you, and you wouldn't change. You got worse. But I know the thoughts. And they are good thoughts. My plans for you are good, but you must go through this. Isn't that something? And God loves us. He really, really cares. And he wants us to truly be represent the kingdom of God on this earth. He does not want us to look like the world. He does not want us to behave like the world. We're to be different. So much so that the world will see him and want what we have. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So he loves the world. We don't have a, you know, it's not like it's an exclusive club here. The kingdom of God is open to every human being. And they need to see realness. They need to see, oh my God. They need to see the power of God, not just on display to make money or build someone's pride and ego. But it's it should be natural how we walk. We're in the kingdom, but how we walk in this earth, it would be natural kingdom children on this earth. You're ambassadors. We are governed by another nation, by another kingdom. Hallelujah. We need to see that. We are governed by another kingdom. We don't do so we can get. We do because this is how those in the kingdom that we're in live. I'll do this so God will give me that. I'll pay my tithe and then God promised to give me this. We ain't gambling here.
Oh, Jesus.
We gamble. Well, if God said if I got this $100 and I need $1 million, so I'm paying my tithe and God give me this. What kind of foolishness is this?
Amen, amen.
But we have taught and we have encouraged that. This is just what we do as children of God. This is what we do. We obey what our Father has instructed us. And yes, he said if we do it, he will open up the windows of heaven and pour out our blessings. That don't mean you're going to sit, I'm going to give him this $100 and he give me this $1 million and I'll come to church. Oh, wait a minute. Well, when I get my $1 million, you know, I have to relax and God understand I need to relax. What kind of, where we coming from? I'll just drop my money off.
Amen.
I know people who did that.
Mm-hmm,
who just
mm-hmm.
dropped their money off the church and gone on about their business. Because as long as I keep feeding this, I can do what I want to do. My Lord and my God.
Mm-hmm.
When we as members of the body of Christ and those of us who are in leadership as far as the church is concerned that we have been assigned to, when we learn that God will take care of his business, a lot of times mm-hmm. we extend ourselves far beyond what we should mm-hmm. so we can look, that's pride, so we can look
mm-hmm.
like everybody, so we can
mm-hmm.
look like we're prosperous, so we can look and we can rear back and say, yeah, I got, they ain't none of your people. They're not your people. They're God's people. They're those that God have assigned to you for you to teach, lead, and guide and be responsible for their souls. Point blank, period.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You have to teach, and we have to live a life. Does that mean that we are not subject? That the enemy is always on your track. We understand that. And we have to stay so focused. And there are times and situations could occur and you may stumble. But we have to remember what Jesus said, now to him that is mm-hmm. able to keep you from stumbling. We say falling, but the word translate is stumbling. So
mm-hmm.
if you don't stumble, you can't fall. He is able to do it. He is. But if there are those who find themselves that they have stumbled,
mm-hmm.
you have to pray and ask for forgiveness and be corrected by God and be sincere in your repentance.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter said that he will forgive us. And he will clean us. We have to remember that. But that's not a ticket to sin. Those children, the seed, his seed lies in us. His seed. And his seed cannot sin. Yeah. And we know that this life is a growing process, but we have the purpose in our heart that we no longer want what the world is offering, because it's going to lead to destruction. Our desire, please our King. And he's master of our life. He's Lord of our life. I got a Lord. I got a Father. I got a Master. I got a King. Oh, hallelujah. And he guards me. And we have to live like it, but we have to be encouraged to do so. We can do this. We really can do this.
Mm-hmm.
God would not give it to us if we couldn't do it. So be encouraged today, knowing that God have you, knowing that God does have, regardless of what you're going through in life, God has a plan. He know his desires. Doesn't mean that you've sinned. It's just the place on this journey, on your road where you are. And he knows where you are. And he knows what he wants to get out of you, to pull out of you, to be stronger. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You don't fall apart every time something happens. You can stand and say, God got it. Hey, God got this. Hey, 50 years later, he still got it. He got it. He knows the plan. And he didn't bother to give me all the details of the plan. But trust God. Trust God and be of good courage. Hallelujah. And knowing the peace of God, hallelujah, it removes the weight. And we encourage each other to be strong in the Lord and be bold in your walk with God. Don't compromise. Don't compromise. God is so good, and we thank him for his kindness. And we thank him for his love, his mercy. And of course, every time I sit here, I never know what I'm going to say. I tell you, but it's all good. God knows what he wants to be said. And when I tried it one time, and it did not work at all. It just didn't do it. So I have stuff written out, but, you know, that's just, I don't know why. You know, so I can feel somebody has tried, but I'm going to get away from that, you know. I just I like it when God begins to just encourage me to just open my mouth and he allow, you know, say and read. He knows what he wants to hear. He knows what he wants his people to hear. And he's very capable and directing us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what we are supposed to do is fill our soul and fill our minds with the word, so he'll have something to pull on when he starts to speak through us. I thank the Lord again for Sister Rose. She's just a hard worker. We thank God for her. And again, Elder, we thank you, for we know that you had to go before the Lord to get the prayer. And we thank you for your obedience. And we continue to ask you, and, you know, as long as your schedule will allow, Wednesday be the day that you pray for the nations until the Lord says something different. Okay, it's that time again. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in love. Go in the confidence that you belong to God. Love you. God bless.
God bless.